lonely. Not that I don't like you, but I just said the ministry team, right? Generally is together. So I kind of feel like part of me, right? I'm not here because they are all in the Taiwan. They are really fighting for expanding God's kingdom. So I'm taking this privilege to talk about the spiritual mission. Spiritual mission. And the aim is only one. Proclaiming and preaching the kingdom of God. So, are you in the kingdom of God? Who is your king? Who do you submit to? And how you get there? And do you have the obligation to it? Have you ever shared it? Talk about it? True understanding what kind of the privilege and the obligation of it. And that's very important. And that's why we are going to talk about this. But before that, I'd like to share this photograph with you. This is the Power Me going to Taiwan. It's a mission team. We just delegate them. And right now they are in the middle of the Taiwan, in the west coast, just in the middle, inland a little bit, but very close to the coast. And they are living in a really very barely decorated house right now. You can see there are totally 10 people, 5 adults, 5 youths, and you can see there are 4 male, 6 female, and the age is really spreading. Like Anne, 15 years old, and to the elder Jerry, you know, 60 plus. And everybody got a different status. The first year in high school, and 3 of them going to college, and 2 are in ministry. 1 is teacher, and the other is working in the church as elder, and the other lady retired. They all get together there, right, to doing one aim, to proclaiming and preaching to expand the kingdom of God. There's one thing, even there are so many differences, right? So many variants around there, but there's one in common. That is inside their heart. They have a burning desire. They have a one intensity, right, in spirit, and also have a one aim together. And they are already to do one thing from their heart, the burning desire inside their heart. They want the glory now that this right to shine for God. And they are aiming right to tell about who is God, who is Jesus, and why this kingdom of God is very important. So, they have a one goal there. As long as there is a person who has the ear and willing to hear, then they are determined to talk about the kingdom of God. And sometimes, not always the response will be positive. Sometimes people will reject. Sometimes they don't understand. Sometimes they're just listening, but they are not really grasping what you're talking about. But regardless, they're still doing the job because it's a divine assignment. And today we're going to talk about this spiritual mission from 5 different angles. or maybe five cornerstone, or five guidelines, doesn't matter. We're going to talk about it. Number one is calling. Number two is anointing. Number three is a deploying. Number four, executing. Number five is effecting. We will examine, right, the spiritual mission from the five different angles and come out with that the importance of it and how will it work. So the passage we're going to use today is based on the Bible from the Gospel Luke. It's a chapter 9 from the verse 1 to 9. Generally, we divide into the three sections, but within this three sections, we got a five focus there. So if you look at it, right, you can open your Bible, Luke chapter 9, 1 to 9, or you can look at the screen, just read inside your heart. So basically, it starts with the Jesus called the 12 disciples together to do what? To give them the power and the authority to drive out all demons and cure diseases. And then he sent them out to what? To proclaim the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. And he told them, particularly, this is very interesting, he said, take nothing for the journey. No staff, no bag, no bread, no money, and no extra shirt. And funny thing is, Jesus continued saying that if you enter a house, don't swap, just stay there and until you leave them. And also, if people really not welcome you, what will you do? You kind of like leave, and they shake the dust off your feet as a testimony, right, against them. So after this, so off they go, the 12 disciples, and they go out and cover this village to village. And they are doing their job, proclaiming the good news and healing the people everywhere. Then come with the result right away. The herald, the governmental official, the highest one, he heard about this preaching, about this mission trip. And he was very confused. So he's saying to, because inside his heart he thought, was that John the Baptist I, killed, they come to life again? But some people say, well, it's probably not the John the Baptist. It could be the Elijah, the very powerful prophet in the Old Testament time, or maybe just one of those, popular or powerful prophet that come to life again. But even this, right, his conclusion is, it probably is the John the Baptist, which I beheaded, then came to life again. So he really got the curiosity, right, popping up, and he really wanted to see, because what he heard, he wanted to see the person, right, who doing all of about this. So that's the passage, right, from the Bible. And we're going to, based on this, we're going to start in our aim. The first one is calling. So maybe people are thinking that, well, why should I do the mission? Why should I proclaiming? Why should I preaching? Why should I do in all of this? Because there is a calling. Bible say, Jesus, it's Jesus our Lord, do the calling. Calling of this particular people, he already in advance selected, set aside, and let them, right, follow him, right, so closely, day by day, night by night, event by event. And then now he's calling them together. Doesn't matter where they are. Maybe they got distracted. They have the things to cover. Now is the time. Jesus picked the time to call them together. So it's a together, it's a team. It's not only a personal effort, it's a team. So this is calling, right? It's very important. You do know, right? There's a special reason. And you do know, right? God really wants you to help this time. So that's the calling all about. But calling itself is not enough. Calling itself is not enough. You have to some equip. And equip, right, come into the very different way. Every people got a different talent or different blessing, different grace from God. But anointing is part of that, right, to make it work. So Jesus gave them. So it's from God. And there is power and there is authority to do things. So power here, particularly, is talking about spiritual ability. It's not only your nature talents. It's come is that kind of based on whatever God built in you, the special feature that he set it up for you, now he really enabled it up for the divine application. And then authority, with this particular power from divine, you have the right to exercise them legally in divine way. And the drive out the demons, what's demon? Particularly, it's talking about the spiritual realm. The people who against God's will, they totally, right, disrupt and fall into the dark side. And now you have to drive them out. And cure disease is more like in the original, during the creation, all the world supposed in perfect, good shape. But because the fall of the mankind, everything, right, go from bad to worse. So restoration is embedded inside the cure. You have to bring them back. Bring back to the right way God set up for you, for them, and for the whole creation. So that's the mission. So together, they've been trained for a long time. They've been called, just we talked about. Then now, officially, they are empowered. So you do have the power, do have some gifted. And most important, right, you are authorized. You are not by yourself. You are an ambassador, right, for God's work. So this is very important. And then after all of this, right, it's a time to send them out. Send them out, the aim is very, very straightforward. Proclaiming, to announce loudly. And then go to heal people. Bring them, swap them from the darkness, right, into the light of the God side. Let them know, right, how bad they really in. And how great, right, they could have this awesome gift from God, the Jesus Christ himself. So if you put up together, right, you can see that there's some just discussion about a spiritual mission. You have to drive out all the people, right, all the things, all the whatever bad effect, right, upon those people who do not know Jesus. And maybe they have a lot of problems they're on, the mentally, the physically, or the spiritually, right? They all need to be get well. They all need to be restored to the right way, to the right shape, to the right condition. And then, right, they will truly know what is meaning of the kingdom of God, why God is doing all of this, and how they can enter it, and what does it mean of it. So this is a job description. So mission itself, right, is not that, oh, we just go and we talk, and that's it. And it's out of our hand, and I just speak. No, inside there, right, there is a very, very high level thing, spiritual things, right? God is really working with you, working through you, and working depend on you. So that's the spiritual mission God is talking about. Now, deploying. Sometimes we are thinking about what we say or what we are really delivering doesn't matter, but it does. Because humans have some way, right, have a way to listen. And they also remember, not everything is smooth when you are really doing the job for God. Sometimes there will opposition, sometimes there will persecution involved. And how to do that, right, is really need to have some plan. So strategy number one is a total concentration. Total concentration. Because Jesus said to them, very important is that, no, don't bring the things. And the things here he's talking about, number one, is a staff. Staff at that time is kind of showing the two purposes. One is protection. Second is supporting. And Jesus saying that for this particular mission trip, right, no staff. And second, he emphasized no bag. That means that don't bring the big luggage with you. Don't put all your gear, the computer game or whatever. No, forget about that. No, not this time. Focus. Focus. You don't need a bag. No, you don't need to. And most important is that no bread. No special food. You don't have to. You don't have to. Don't put your mind on the daily things at this particular moment, right? Swap it out. And most important thing, right? Don't bring money. This is not a journey of sightseeing. There will be a battle. Don't think about you're going to bring the money, right, to buy them out. No, you don't need to. You don't need to buy the money and worry about the souvenir or whatever you're going to do. No. Don't bring the money. You don't need it. The most important is that no extra shirt. So you're going to wear it as you, right, through the mission team. Is that what I mean? Not exactly. Here it's more like don't worry about what you're going to be looking about. What are you going to wear? What's your outlook? Don't worry about it. Don't worry about the clothing that make you whole. No, forget about that. It's very plain. Don't worry about your outlook. That's not the focus. The focus is on God, on the mission itself. So basically, God say that whatever comfort zone, right, you're in, now is time, right, to switch for a while. So forget about the ordinary things, right? Keep doing it. Forget about you're thinking about the generally the trip you do. No, this is a special trip for God alone. And funny thing, Jesus deal with the lodging again. And he say that whatever house you enter, stay there. Don't swap until you leave that town. Because during that time, right, they don't have a lot of hotel available, especially when they go into village to village, right? You can think about those villages. Some is really have a popularity a lot, and some is really small. So they don't have the accommodation like regular 5-star hotel or things like that. No. The basis they go in there, and if somebody is welcome you, and at that time, they will try to involve this ministry, and they will open their house and welcome you in. So God said that as long as there's a person willing to open their house to accommodate you, then you shall be pleased, right, to go to their house. And it doesn't matter what kind of entertainment they provide to you or what kind of food they provide to you. It doesn't matter. Stay there. Stay with them until you complete this mission. Then you leave. So that's the focus there. But expect, not always like that. Not all the people welcome you. Not all the people welcome you into their house, into their area. No. There are some people will openly reject you, to oppose you. And during those days, right, Jesus don't want you to fight. Don't want to risk your life, particularly. He say, one thing, expect that. And if they are really, truly not welcome you, then you should leave. And you should shake the dust off as a testimony against them. So basically, Jesus saying that, now I'm sending you out. You are bringing this grace and the mercy upon the people. But the problem is because sometimes people are more grasped by their own thinking. It's not right time for them yet. So even they are supposed God's people, doesn't matter. And in here they are sending into the Jew territory. So they are by nature, they are all descendants of the Abraham. But God say that, shake the dust off, which meaning that's the way how the Jewish, when they travel to the Gentile area, they don't want the contamination even from the dust belong to that area. So what they did is that as long as they step into the Jewish territory, they will try to clean them out, wash them all these dirty things out of them. So that's what I mean, to shake the dust off. They don't want to have any association or connection with those Gentiles, which they are thinking they are elected people. So here is more or less it's talking about, don't have the association with them. Treat them as Gentile from now on, because they already reject the chance, right, to repent, to enter the kingdom of God. So, we talk about calling, we call about anointing, we talk about sending and deploying here. So, sender, very straightforward, is Jesus himself and the people working on the mission are the ambassador, the messenger, and the target, they are all in need. That's the patient. A patient we need to help. And the mission is evangelize. Strategy have to be tactical. It's not we go and we're doing in blind. No, you have to do a way, right, that really can maximize all the time and the effort to bring in and spread it, spreading the effort you're trying to put there to proclaim and preach the kingdom of God effectively. So execution, right, is very important. And from the Bible, right, it's just one verse. So they got sent out, and they went village to village. So they really deploy the area very carefully, two by two. You go there, you go there. And the route, right, being carefully planning. And some welcome them, some reject them, some even ridicule them. But that doesn't matter. God already said. So the key is to go in proclaiming and helping the people everywhere. So they do this, right, with a thought, whole concentration and dedication. So that's the effect. Effect is go all the way up. It's not only just the area. The news is just spreading. So they are really doing a powerful job for God. So even the herald, the highest governmental official at that time, even heard about this. So he's really in doubtful. He said, how could it possible? They are so, you know, affecting. So he's wondering, right, would that because it's a John the Baptist, the one, the prophets they recognized at that time, came to life again. And some people are saying, well, this must be sent by God. And it's almost like the, at that time, the Old Testament time, even the king and the society was really rebelling against God. But there's a prophet, his name was Elijah. God through him did a lot of miracles. And he's so strong, so delicate, right, to proclaiming God's will. Maybe it's Elijah came again. Maybe it's one of the prophets, like Moses, bring the people out of the Egyptian and go into the Canaan, to the God's promised land. It's kind of like the kingdom of God. So maybe this are all because there's some personality came to life again. So some people, right, when you are doing the proclaiming and the preaching, right, people will start wondering, right, who are you preaching? Who is Jesus Christ? And some people do that, right, recognized by visually. Some people are thinking about maybe there's some powerful people involved in here. But going back, right, is that we have to understand, and what we are going to preach is that Jesus is a Savior. He is the Christ, the sent by God. And he is the Son of God. And that's his message, right? Focusing there. It's through the Jesus, through the Christ, what he done for us. Then we can really receive that, believe that, and become the children of God. So all of this, right, dying on the cross is paid for sin. But the proof of that is the resurrection from the dead. So that's why it's kind of the author, the Luke, is trying to, through this passage, to foretelling us there is a resurrection coming along. It is impossible. Even they are questioning themselves that it could be the John the Baptist, you know, raised from the dead. Maybe it's Elijah. Never die, or maybe the old prophet like Moses came to life again. So there is the reborn, rebirth, and coming to life again. But the preaching sometimes maybe is very effective, but people gradually, right, to understand to what you are doing there. Physical healing sometimes it also takes time. And spiritual healing, right, have a road to go. But one thing is that God will put the seed inside every person that you are proclaiming the message to them. So it's kind of gradually, right, they will understand. The key is that bring their curiosity or break down the wall. The isolation is very important. And that's what God is doing. Even the top governmental official, right, is really curious about what's going on. So through this passage, we already know that spiritual mission, right, is not the flash things. It's not the what we say. Behind it, right, there is a dedication, assignment, and there's a training. And it involved, number one, God's calling. Number two, there's an empowering involved. Number two, there's a deploying the tactical things involved. Then there will be the execution. Then there will be the effecting. So all of this, right, coming from God. The text itself is coming from God. And when you're doing right, sometimes you still have to think about how you're going to approach. And that's why God has to through us. Otherwise, God can announce and just, you know, everybody repent. But that's not the way. The key is that God wants us involved in this task. So we have to really execute it faithfully and dedicated and effecting this evangelism. So next, we're going to talk about this team we just sent out in Taiwan right now. They are ready. Even we train them before we send them, before God called them, we still train them. And even right now, they are learning all this execution, deploying strategy. How are they going to do that? And this is how spiritual they are. They're all jumping and leaping up in the air and ready to fire up for expanding God's kingdom. And next, they send out the first clip, and we're going to play it for everyone. So, Howard, can you put it on?
We all arrived to Taiwan safely and thank the Lord for that. And as soon as we arrived, we already developed the habit of having daily devotions every day at this very table. And this is also the table where we eat and debrief and have reflection. So it means a lot to us.
This is the entrance of the place we live, Lugang Yi'an Mingsu. It is a B&B, very nice place. From the balcony looking down, you can see the street is fairly narrow, but very nice, it's clean. And from the next picture, you can see we are very unique. The neighbors, they have idol worship decorations, but we are the only one with a cross because it's owned by a Christian brother. Praise the Lord for giving such a wonderful place for us to stay.
This is where the girls have been sleeping. And this is where the guys have been sleeping, where it's obviously much cleaner. Hi, Elder Jerry.
Here we are visiting Lugang Laojie. It means old street in English. In Laojie, we are able to learn more about Taiwanese culture. Here we found many idols and ancestral worshippers, so people need to hear the gospel.
So here we're eating yangcun mian for breakfast, and then here we're eating at a seafood restaurant for dinner. And we're eating very well here. The food is so good, and everybody has been healthy.
We participated in the summer camp to do a short mission to this place to share the gospel to these children. We are now being trained by Yoyo. He is one of the leaders of this camp. 在这训练中你可以看到有来自各国的老师。我们在这里受训练得到很多的知识。希望我们所得到的能够让我们能够好好的传福音给这些这一群孩子。Here
we're meeting the TAs from Taiwan for the first time. We have 16 groups, and each group has 3 to 6 TAs.
这个是民宿的老板奉献给我们的心意，那他也是希望我们能够将这个奉献交给教会。那这上面有他的字写着：“谢谢你们愿意来我们民宿，愿主赐福于你们，行程平安，一切顺利，还有教会会务也祝福满满。”鹿港以安，老板的名字叫黄宪义。 那我们也回他说很感谢神让我们找到一个很舒适的家，我们都非常的感恩，愿神纪念老板的爱心，大大使用这地，感谢赞美主。
Thank you for praying for us. Please pray for our health and our safety, physically and spiritually. Pray that we can have unity in our team and unity with the teams we work with. Please pray we can be servants of God and have opportunities to share the gospel. Thank you for your prayers. We appreciate it. Prayer is powerful.
Thank you so much for partnering with us for the advancement of the gospel. Camp runs from Monday through Friday, and we look forward to sharing our experiences with you again next week. God bless.
So that's part of us going out to proclaiming and preaching the kingdom of God. God bless us. So let's pray. Dear Father in the heaven, thank you for this day and the days to come. Thank you for saving us and enable us to sponsor such a good mission team. Going to the Taiwan to proclaiming and preaching your kingdom. Please let them all have the power and authority to execute the mission properly and faithfully. And please be with the team. Keep them in shape, be healthy, and be safe, both physically and spiritually. And also let them be courageous and be strong, providing them all kinds of opportunity to share the gospel and leading all those people to become your children. May your name be exalted, and the kingdom, power, and the glory all belong to you forever and forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.